This is Dakota Datebook for August 6th. As World War I progressed, North Dakota began to suffer the consequences, even though the state was far from the battlefields of Europe. On this date in 1917, North Dakota newspapers were filled with reports of shortages affecting people across the state. Consumer goods had become scarce as production shifted to support the war effort. Rationing was imposed to conserve food for the troops. Workers relocated to industrial areas, creating housing shortages. The movement of workers to higher-paying manufacturing jobs, along with the 25,000 North Dakotans who entered military service, resulted in a labor shortage. The state even suffered what was called a wool famine, with a relatively small number of sheep in the state and the large amount of wool being used to manufacture military uniforms. Newspapers across the state noted that there was a shortage of almost everything, including meat animals, and predicted that this shortage will continue and that it will become more pronounced rather than otherwise. Demand for meat had increased in Europe as the war disrupted farming, and meat was also being shipped to the troops. One of the issues facing ranchers was a shortage of feed. Ranchers were beginning to panic, and many considered selling off their breeding stock. That would have been a short-term solution, but rebuilding a herd with quality breeding animals would take years. Newspapers pleaded with ranchers not to act hastily and to do their best to feed their herds through the winter. They were urged to hang on as long as you can until you are absolutely certain no other way can be found to carry them through the winter. Farmers were also advised to ignore the alarmists and have confidence in the markets for their crops. One article reminded them that the law of supply and demand will transcend every other law. The destruction in Europe was unfortunate, but it also created an opportunity for North Dakota farmers. The food shortages were alarming, but the frightful waste and destruction of all food supplies created a valuable market for farmers and ranchers. It was considered certain that the war would end, whether this year or next. And North Dakota agriculture was encouraged to take advantage of the opportunity while it lasted. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.